rang for another cashier to avoid a revolt caused by caffeine deprivation. Sometimes I forgot myself watching them and wondered what they were afraid of, what kept them up at night. Did one of those people experience the world like I did? Doubtful. He snorts. You're welcome. I fling an armload of leaves in his face.
Welcome? You pounced like a cat. Sat on me.
He throws the leaves right back. You're not supposed to run from bears. Even I know that.
I wasn't running. I was getting my bow so I could do something about our little bear problem. Not all of us can transform into an overgrown dandelion at will.
He glares. I am not a dandelion.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Ferocious Barking Snowball.
He just shows me his fangs. I bare mine right back, unimpressive as Lee fangs might be. Just so you know, you're kind of cute when you snarl, like a pissed-off little wolverine with his fur all ruffled. I scowl.
Is that supposed to be a compliment in wolf?
The corner of his mouth twitches. I said, cute, Wolverine. I throw a twig at him. Someone has a lot to learn about girls. Henrik flicks the twig back. Why are we fighting?
Because you sat on me.
He's a very protective wolf.
Sat on me.
Hades. It's good to be back, I said, trying to hide the sarcasm in my voice. Why did I have to say that? But I couldn't help it. The man had made my life a living hell since the war. I've been expecting you, Shifter. But let's skip the formalities, shall we? His slow-spreading and sinister grin stunned me. Very well. What do you want?
The wedge of bark breaks, and for an instant, time seems to slow. My father's face goes slack, fingers scrambling in vain for another handhold as I trip to my knees, too far away to help. My mouth gapes in a silent scream, our eyes meeting one final time. 16 years. A line of seashells and little wooden animals on a shelf above my bed. Bedtime stories where an impish, dark-haired girl slayed her own dragons, sailed the azure sea, with a colorful bird perched on her arm, and found caves filled with magical fairy stones. Bitter winter nights where the village stores had run out, and all there was to eat was a bit of broth, barely enough for one. And yet my bowl was always full. 1,000 unspoken worries I never had to ponder. Safe in the knowledge, as long as he was there, I would always be protected, sheltered, loved. His lips form my name just as he hits the rocks, pearl-white water closing over him like an embrace. As my screams carry through the trees, the river swallows him, and my father is gone.